the new building. What's your thoughts? Do you think it's been worth all the time and the build up to it?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I remember at the time of the merger, there were a number of people felt we shouldn't bring these two schools together until we've got a new building.
Yeah.
And I was unsure about the arguments either side of the fence about whether we should wait or whether we should go. But very quickly, when we put the two schools together in the old building, mm-hmm. I knew that we'd got it right, because it was about building the school community, mm-hmm. the values that really drive the school forward. And I think after that, it was just the anticipation and the expectation of moving from an old building into a brand new building. So if you've got a really good family and you move from one house to another, that's great for your really good family.
Yeah.
But if the family's struggling a wee bit, moving from one house to a new house isn't going to solve those problems. I don't think we had those problems because we'd worked it out beforehand. I think, still early days for me, but I think the most important time for me was the day when the young people came through the doors. And to see the excitement on their faces about, mm-hmm. this is our building, really. We've got this. People think we're worth this. Well, I think you're worth that and so much more on top of that. I think the facilities are great. I think there are issues around moving from what we were used to where we are now. I won't go into those details unless you want me to, but I think overall it's been a really positive experience.
Yeah.
And I do think it's worth it, yeah.
So what do you look forward to most with the resources that will soon be at the hands of pupils?
Well, they're already in the hands of the pupils. I think we're sitting in a fantastic recording studio, which is a brand new facility. It can be a really powerful tool for young people to be able to broadcast their thoughts, their hopes for the future. So I think the technology aspect of the school is great. I also think that, the classrooms are bright, airy. There's a lot of light around the school. I think from what I can gather thus far in the short time, young people are saying to me, it's better for learning overall. I think some of the sixth year art room is a fantastic room for those students. I think when we get more use of the theatre and the cinema and the dance studio as part of the new facility, that gives us a real opportunity to become a centre of excellence for the performing arts, which is something that I see as absolutely central to the development of a really exciting curriculum. I said to you at the start that one of my passions has been about trying to work with young people for whom the curriculum hasn't served them all that well, the traditional curriculum. But there's a real opportunity, I think, for us in North Lanarkshire to tap into the performing arts, to help young people explore exactly how they feel and why they feel the way that they do. And maybe through that medium to give them a curriculum that's more relevant to them. So I think that's really exciting. I think once the sports facilities are completed and we've got the outdoor playing fields, goodness knows where we'll go there, because we've already won sports comprehensive of the year twice with no outdoor facilities for the last 5 years. So I could go on and on and on about the facilities. I think probably for me, the next stage really is about the development of pupil democracy and for young people to have a much greater say in how we use these fantastic facilities. So I'm trying to engage with the school captains at a very early stage to explore what legacy can we leave for future years about ensuring that young people's voices are heard more loudly in the Cumbernauld Academy community.
Do you feel, in a sense, it's a little bittersweet, bittersweet for older year groups? I know that there's a lot of people, particularly in the senior stage at the school, have felt a little bit like they've missed out or they're going to miss out because, I know myself, because I'm very involved with music and drama, I think I'm kind of getting the most out of it, but I know people that will miss out on the the sports facilities just because they're like a year out, or the people that were in the year above, do you feel that it's a wee bit hard to swallow?
Not really. Mm-hmm. And that might sound a bit harsh, yeah. But I think that we have to start somewhere, yeah. And not everything was ready on time. I mean, I could ask you, do you feel hard done to because the school wasn't ready for you in first year?
Mm-hmm.
You're only getting the benefit of these brand new facilities in sixth year, but we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So I suppose I'm quite pragmatic about that, and mm-hmm. I say, well, we are where we are, so let's make the most of where
definitely.
We're at.
Yeah.
Let's be really positive about that, and let's see what we can leave for others who come after us.
Yeah.
That's probably how I see it.
Yeah. No, that's a really, like, positive way of looking at it. It's good. Yeah.